My name is Richard Sampson. I'm from the town of Stewartstown, New Hampshire, and this line does not directly impact me, but it will indirectly impact me. The town of Stewartstown voted unanimously at town meeting to oppose the Northern Pass project in its entirety. Why has Northern Pass not produced the exact route and alternate routes and towns in this proposed project? ISO, I believe, has asked for this extra capacity. Public Service Company of New Hampshire, Northeast Utilities, by their own admission, have said that the current need for electricity is not there. It is an environmental injustice to the entire state of New Hampshire and the North Country. What Hydro-Québec has done to the land of Quebec would not be allowed in New Hampshire and in the United States of America. Not only is it illegal here, but it would be totally criminal. Northern Pass and Public Service Company of New Hampshire are lobbying our own present legislators to pass and introduce bills that would allow Hydro-Québec to become green and renewable. I have a letter that I would like entered into the record at this time. My wife has made a sign that we have put on our property in Stewartstown, and what it says is, New Hampshire does not need, New Hampshire does not want. So why Northern Pass? Someone else's greed. Dear Mr. Mills, for the written record, I would respectfully object to these environmental impact statement scoping meetings for the following reasons. The Department of Energy does not and has not provided a contractor to monitor and participate in these hearings. The Northern Pass project has not made public and refuses to identify the proposed routes for this project. The Department of Energy, in cooperation with the Northern Pass, has this project on a fast track for approval. I request that I be allowed the final question or comment at the end of this hearing. I respectfully share these figures with the audience here tonight and mean no disrespect to the Department of Energy. Their 2009 statistics say that they have 19,000 employees, 91,000 contractors, and the proposed budget for 2011 is $26.4 billion. Yet our country is not 1 gallon of gas, 1 barrel of oil, or 1 kilowatt of electricity independent. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard.